Hey there, listeners. Welcome to another episode of My Bible Thoughts with Pastor Rich. Today we're diving deep into the gripping tale of Esther, a story of courage, faith, and the incredible power of prayer. But before we get into that, let me throw a question your way. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where the only way out was through an act of bold faith? Now, let me take you back to the ancient Persian city of Susa. Imagine a time where uncertainty loomed and the fate of the whole people rested on the shoulders of one brave woman named Esther. She faced a choice: to stay silent and face certain death or step into the unknown, risking everything for the chance of salvation. This dilemma, my friends, is at the heart of our scripture today. Esther's courage was not born out of recklessness, but out of a deep, fervent prayer. In the face of overwhelming fear, she turned to God. Picture it: Esther, Mordecai, and the entire Jewish community gathering together in a solemn assembly, fasting and praying day and night. Their unity in prayer became the crucible in which courage was forged. So now let's take a moment to dig into Esther's resolve, where she says, "And if I perish, I perish." The gravity of that statement hits hard. It's a shift from doubt to trust. So listen as I read from Esther chapter 4, verses 15 through 17. "Then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai, 'Go, gather all the Jews who are found in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my attendants also will fast in the same way, and then I will go into the king, which is not in accordance with the law, and if I perish, I perish.' So Mordecai went away and did just as Esther had commanded him." I believe here we are witnessing a pivotal moment in the narrative where Queen Esther, upon learning of the threat facing her people, issues a determined response. Faced with the daunting prospect of approaching King Xerxes without a royal summons, an act punishable by death, Esther doesn't succumb to the fear. Instead, she instructs Mordecai, her cousin and guardian, to gather all the Jews in Susa for a collective period of fasting for 3 days and nights. This decision, to me, signifies a communal turning to God in prayer, seeking guidance in the face of impending crisis. Esther's resolve shines through as she declares her intention to defy the law and approach the king in behalf of her people. The iconic phrase, "If I perish, I perish," encapsulates Esther's commitment to the greater good, showcasing a willingness to sacrifice herself for the sake of her community. Mordecai, in response, obediently carries out Esther's command, highlighting the unity and trust that exists between them. Think of the themes of faith and sacrifice and the pivotal role of prayer in times of difficulties, setting the stage for the unfolding drama of Esther's courageous intervention for the salvation of her people. Now, let's bring this home, my friends. How does Esther and Mordecai's example apply to us today? Well, I believe the answer lies in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13. It says, "But encourage one another every day." Let's be like Mordecai, encouraging each other in our spiritual duties, standing strong against the deceitfulness of sin. And just as Esther sought support from her community through prayer and fasting, we are called to create a similar network of encouragement in our daily lives. Picture a community, a church that rallies together, lifting each other up in prayer and encouragement, just like Esther and Mordecai did in the face of a threat. Friends, in a world that's often tainted by the deceitfulness of sin, we stand united, firm in our commitment to support one another. It's about creating a culture of encouragement that permeates our relationships and communities. So, when you encounter a fellow Christian struggling with the pressures of life, be the Mordecai who extends words of encouragement, helping them stay focused on their spiritual path. When you feel the weight of temptation, surround yourself with those who, like Esther, inspire you to face it head on. In a world that often seeks to divide, let's encourage. And now, as we close this episode, let's bow our heads in prayer together. Heavenly Father, We're inspired by the courage of Esther and Mordecai. In the face of uncertainty, may we find strength in prayer and faith. Let our lives be testaments to the transformative power of your love. And Lord, we lift up those facing challenges today. May they, like Esther, find the courage to step out in faith. Let us encourage one another daily, fostering a community built on love, sacrifice, and humility. And it's in Jesus' holy and precious name we pray this. Amen. Thank you for joining me today on this journey. If this message has touched your heart, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone who needs to hear it. Subscribe, like, and spread the love. Until next time, may your faith be unwavering and your heart filled with courage. God bless you, my dear friends.